The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning, Jeff. Steve, I'd love for you to get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
Then we can play the game. If you are playing along at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, mama, let's go.
What does TTYL stand for?
Talk to you later.
True that. What color does a chameleon turn when it's trying to warm up?
Brown, red?
No.
Green.
No. How many countries border Poland?
4,
no,
5.
No.
3.
No. Who is Carlos Estevez better known as?
Emilio Estevez.
No.
What was the name again?
Carlos Estevez.
Charlie Sheen.
Yes. Which month's name is derived from the Latin word for 8?
October.
No.
December.
No.
8. November.
No. What band did Courtney Love form in 1989?
Hole.
Correct. Everglades National Park is located in which U.S. state?
Florida.
Correct. In The Simpsons, what color is Ralph's belt buckle?
Ralph. Blue.
No.
Red, pink.
Yes, red. What hormone allows the cells in your body to absorb sugar from your blood?
Insulin.
Yes. And with that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Jeff.
All right. I felt like I did worse than that.
I'll 8, Jeff, come on.
I'm still sticking with my original guess. I don't get it.
Steve might not know it either. We'll find out. Steve, welcome back.
Good
Are you
to be
ready?
Back.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What does TTYL stand for?
Talk to you later.
Sure does. What color does a chameleon turn when it's trying to warm up?
Red.
No.
Blue.
No.
Black.
Yes. How many countries border Poland?
Wait, countries? 4.
No.
5.
No.
6.
No. Who is Carlos Estevez better known as?
That's Charlie Sheen.
It is.
Tiger
What Blood. Month's name is derived from the Latin word for 8?
August?
Yes. Okay. What band did Courtney Love form in 1989?
Hole.
She did. Everglades National Park is located in which U.S. state?
Washington.
No.
Florida.
Yes. In The Simpsons, what color is Ralph's belt buckle?
Pink.
No.
Red?
Yes. What hormone allows the cells in your body to absorb sugar from your blood?
That's insulin.
It is. What sport uses a cesta to hurl a hard ball against a 3-walled court?
Is that highlight?
It is.
I used to love watching that on TV.
It's so insane, right?
It is.
With time on the clock, you scored 9, and that is a win. 6-9.
Nice.
Sorry, man. Jeff.
That's all right. Nice work, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Karen, that's glorious.
It is very glorious. You were so close. The number of countries that border Poland is 7.
7. I was going in the right direction.
You sure were. Wonderful victory there for you, Steve. Does that feel good on a Monday morning?
I just love that I got to guess Hi-A-Li. I used to love playing it. Like, we'd have the wiffle ball version.
Oh, yeah.
And we would just play that. It's like lacrosse, but not lacrosse. I don't know how to describe that game. Have you ever done whirly ball?
Oh, yes.
Because whirly ball involves Hi-A-Li and like basketball, and it's up in Edmonton.
Yes, it is. Or like, yeah, I haven't done that in years. Is that place still there?
I hope so, because we should do it sometime.
We should do a field trip.
In.
Okay, deal.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a new feature on our Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message every morning. It is a privilege to check that, Steve. What's going on in there today?
Somebody's got an issue with their sister, and then somebody wants to make a pact or some kind of has a proposal for us, and it involves the Seattle Mariners.
Okay, we're going to slide into our VMs after Tool.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It is so easy to leave us a voice message. You just download the Odyssey app for your smartphone, open that sucker up, and look for the microphone icon. Steve Miggs,
yes.
What are the voice messages looking like today?
Somebody has some issues with their sister. I don't have a sister, neither does Danny, so hopefully you can help this person
okay.
out.
Okay.
We'll get to that one in a second, but first, let's go right to the VMs in our Odyssey app.
I was listening to you guys this morning, and all right, I have a pack because you guys were talking about good vibes only with Gino.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about this.
All right, guys, good vibes only. Don't forget it.
Never forget it.
How about this? The Mariners win the World Series.
Okay, I'm in for that so far.
Sign me up.
All right, guys, good vibes only. Don't forget it.
We all get good vibes only tattoos.
Oh, crap. I mean, don't threaten me with a good time.
Come on, make it happen. Let's do it. Go Mariners.
I don't know how we make that happen.
I feel like there will be a lot of people getting tattoos of some sort if the Mariners win the World Series.
If they win the World Series and Gino Suarez is on the team, if it happens this year, I'm 1,000% in for a good vibes only tattoo.
Right on the throat?
No. That's a bad vibe. What is wrong? Or I guess G-V-O.
Oh. Do it.
Never. Never. I'd get a good vibes only sure. like on my leg.
Yeah.
Or upper thigh.
I love an upper thigh tattoo. I do. Put it on the crab meat, Steve. Put it on the crab meat.
What a weird conversation to come on, babe. I got a new tattoo. Because she never even questions now. She's like, well, she's like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go see my buddy Tony Mitchell. Going to go get a tattoo. She's like, all right, I'll see you when you get done. Doesn't even bother to say what is the tattoo of because she knows.
You're just going to do you.
I'm just going to do what I do. And I'm not going to do anything that's completely over the top.
Are your upper thighs totally clean at this time?
Nothing but real estate, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of room for a good vibes only. Okay. Do we have an arrow pointing somehow?
Yes, obviously.
Danny, would you do it?
I don't want to get a good vibes only one. I just want to, I'll get a Mariners one, though.
We still haven't gotten the Mariners tattoo we agreed to get when they made the playoffs.
Danny's an emo kid. It's sad vibes only. Okay?
Thank you. Oh, that would be a good one, actually. I'll get bad vibes only.
Or good cries only.
Good cries.
All right, guys. Good vibes only. Don't
good cries only, yes. Well, okay, so are you in?
Sure.
Fine, I'll get one.
Yeah!
You get a Mariners logo and just put GVO under it.
There you go. Thank you.
Look at you, you're a creator.
Yeah, again,
you're
we
so
still
brilliant.
Danny and I made a pact that we were going to get a tattoo if the Mariners made the playoffs. 2 years ago,
well.
We still haven't gotten that one.
We were so close.
So if they win the World Series, I feel like I owe it to the
yes
to my word. Yeah, and I would get a good vibes only tattoo.
I'm
like
in.
That idea. All right, we're getting all these tattoos. Like,
oh my God,
we're going to a radio convention. We're doing like a flash tattoo event.
Yeah.
While we're at the convention, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get one of those tattoos while we're there.
Definitely getting one of those.
Well, Taryn's just making up for lost time, because when was the last time you got a tattoo?
It's been like 9 years.
Yeah, so we need to get like 7 this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they could put good vibes only on the flash tattoo. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Let's go.
And then the tattoo expo's coming up soon in a couple of weeks, and we're going to be there with the guys at Super Genius, Damon Conklin, and he's making up a Daily Migs flash tattoo.
Oh
so, of course,
God.
We got to get that one.
I hope it's just not like your guys' faces or something.
Oh, now I really do hope it's my stupid smile.
Like a caricature.
And it says good vibes only underneath it. All right, let's check out this voice message. This one, I think you can help because Danny and I do not have a sister.
Okay.
My sister hates my husband and I just really don't know what to do about it.
Does your sister hate your husband?
I hope not.
Or sisters.
No.
We've been married for almost 15 years now and he's my second husband. In the marriage, but my sister just does not give him a break for anything, which is weird because she didn't like my first husband either. But like,
so maybe your sister's just a hater.
She just sounds like she's jealous.
You think?
I think she's jealous that she doesn't get as much time with you.
Is that a thing?
It could be. I'm just assuming.
Because I know that my brother, like, when he was like, he found the woman that he loved, I'm like, cool.
Like, good job.
As long as she's not mean to you, I have no problems with
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
I thought she like this went a lot better. But she just always is very judgmental of him, and it's very frustrating. And I don't know how to deal with it anymore. Like, I try to call her out, and she just says she wants what's best for me. But I think that she just wants me to be single. She's been single her whole life.
There it is. There it is.
Now we're getting to the bottom of it. She just wants a wing woman.
She wants a partner in crime.
Yeah.
Guys, her whole life, she doesn't understand what it's like to be in a relationship where it's like, give and take, and you know, you have like fun banter. She just always thinks she's making fun of me, which I mean, I guess we have that kind of relationship, but it's just weird. I'm just so sick of my sister, guys.
Oh, sounds like you need to break up with your sister.
Yeah, well, block her on social media.
Obviously, I mean, it sounds like she's probably had some conversations with this sister before that maybe have it hasn't penetrated into her brain enough. I think that the sister needs to go out with the husband. They just need to go, like, get some beers and just talk about it.
What if then sparks fly?
Well, I don't think. I mean, if she's perpetually single, I'm not anticipating that.
That's a plot twist. Now you're single and she's with the husband.
Or the husband needs to find a
friend. I've read way too many Penthouse forums in my life.
The husband needs to hook up one of his friends with the sister.
See, I don't know. I've never had that situation but I have had guy buddies that got weird when I got. I don't know if Danny or any of you guys had that happen where, like, they got weird when you got into a relationship because they felt like, oh, now you're not going to have time to hang out with us.
Yeah.
And me or whatever. And I'm just like, what do you want from me? You want me just to be single? Just because that person was single the whole time. So it's like, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Stay single until you find somebody? That might not ever happen.
Well, be a better friend then, Steve. Wait.
Okay.
Just
I'm
kidding.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you mentioned, Steve, we're going to be at the Seattle Tattoo Expo next Saturday, August 16th from noon until 2.
Yes.
Hanging with the incredible Damon Conklin of Super Genius Tattoo. He's going to be putting together this exclusive flash sheet of tattoos inspired by this show.
And we don't even know what they are yet.
We have no idea what they are.
We've agreed to get them tatted on us.
Keyword there is inspired because we're very inspirational.
So come hang out with us. Get the tattoo too.
Yes. All the event details are up at SeattleTattooExpo.com. If you're not familiar with the Portland Pickles, they are a baseball team that's always up to something zany. And they had a recent fan appreciation night at Walker Stadium where they invited a fan by the name of Dixie to take a real at-bat. And what happened? He stunned the crowd by hitting a 2-run home run.
Payoff pitch! High fly ball! Left center field! Are you kidding me?
Okay. He's a wrestling fan. That's the thing that's going on in wrestling with Jey Uso. He goes, 4 letters, 1 word, and that 1 word is yeet.
Oh my God.
I do love that. He's wearing not even a team jersey. He's wearing their Bat Boys jersey. This whole thing. I wonder though if it's legit. Like if he's an actual player that they
plant.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, regardless, like I love like what the Savannah Bananas are doing now with the Pickles. I know like here in Seattle we have or the White Center we have the Fish Sticks.
Yes.
Where it's like, look, we're not Major League Baseball. Yeah, we're like collegiate baseball or like minor league baseball with college players or however it works. We're just gonna make it fun for people, and there's a reason why Pickles games, Fish Sticks games, of course Bananas games are selling out.
People are flocking to these events. It's so much fun.
I did see the manager for the Portland Pickles. His name is Mark Mags Magdaleno, who's apparently this is going to be his final season as manager. He's going to take a step back, but he then talked to Dixie and offered him a contract.
The hero last night's game, the fan who pinch hit a home run last night. I was so impressed by the swing when I saw it. And I've watched it over and over and over again that I said to myself, who is this kid? And I found out he actually is a baseball player at some point in his life. On my last day, regular season as a Portland Pickles manager, I am going to offer you a contract for the rest of the season to be a Portland Pickle. I'm not sure you're going to play. I can't promise you anything except that you'll be in uniform.
If I was that guy, I'm like, you can promise me. You're the manager of the team. You can make me play if you want.
Come on, boss.
And you got a chance to play for something special. What do you think?
I'll gladly accept. That is amazing.
All right,
I appreciate
that. Welcome to the club, son.
Thank you so much, coach.
All right,
appreciate
buddy.
It.
Be safe. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
No, this is not completely like just a fabricated thing, which I'm fine either way. It's still fun.
Yeah.
But if this is all sincere, what a crazy story.
Our guy Dixie.
Dixie hits a home run, gets a contract.
I mean, that's wild.
Never goes at bat again, though.
No. Have you ever done anything crazy? I mean, I know you do a lot of crazy things in public, but what's like the most insane thing that you've ever done in public?
I mean, I always go back and forth. It's the Stone Temple Pilots performance or the time that I got to wrestle in Portland in an arena in front of thousands of people for All Elite Wrestling, AEW, which was still, to me, I think that might be the more crazy one just because I hadn't been wrestling my whole life. I've been playing drums my whole life. Not to say I'm a great drummer, but I mean, I can play the drums.
Kind of.
Right. I could get by. The wrestling one was just like so late in my life. Never thought I'd ever get to do it. Fulfilling a dream. But my dream was just to perform in front of maybe 100 people. So the fact that I was in front of thousands and it was being, you know, it was recorded for TV and all that stuff that happened. It was just like, this is just insane.
You're a cool guy.
I mean... I don't know if putting on spandex in front of people is necessarily deemed cool. To some, maybe. Yeah. To others, very dorky. Maybe a little bit of both. What about you?
I competed in a lip sync contest with a bunch of my friends when we were younger. But what happened was I blew out my knee during the performance.
I figured you blew out your voice. I'm like, that's perfect.
For a lip sync contest? But I was playing Danny Zuko. We were doing Grease Lightning. I blew out my knee. I finished the entire performance with a dislocated kneecap.
Nice.
Tears streaming down my face. But I was like, you know what? The show must go on.
What about Danny? In front of public.
You know, I've done a lot of cool things, but I also think that the one that I always go back to was my freshman year in high school, and I wanted to be elected student body president. So I went out there, and I just was like, hi, I'm Danny. Please vote for me. And then I just did a whole synchronized dance to NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
So you were like the original Napoleon Dynamite.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes.
And I got elected and it won. And then I was like, everyone knew me as the dancing guy for the longest time. And it's like, I can't even believe I did that. Like,
can you show us any of those moves today?
No, I can't.
I would really like to see what you did, Danny. No, I want to see the performance.
I have seen it. That's how I got the job here as well.
The Daily Mix Show.
What about you, Rockaholics? What is the most insane thing you've ever done in public? Call 206-803-ROCK. Maybe you can top Dixie hitting a two-run homer with the Pickles. Call 206-803-ROCK. Tell us the craziest thing you've ever done in public. We're going to take those calls after Pearl Jam.
Someone wants to know if Dixie's last name is Normus.
Baseball team called a fan named Dixie up to home plate, and this is what happened.
Payoff pitch, high fly ball, left center field. Are you kidding me? Four letters, one word, a gone.
Yeet.
Oh my god!
Sorry, a wrestling relate that he made. I thought that was awesome, but that was just a fan on Fan Appreciation Night, which I know major league teams can't get away with that, but apparently baseball leagues like that the Pickles play in, they could just have some fun, which I think
so
is
great.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we wanted to know, based on that story, what is the most insane thing you have ever done in public? Do you think you could top Dixie and the Pickles? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. Steve, we have someone on hold whose story involves the Coast Guard showing up.
Okay.
We're going to get to that in just a moment, but first, Wiz in Seattle, what is the most insane thing you have ever done in public?
Well, I had a girlfriend who had to pay an electric bill, and so we drove to the electric company, and she had to get busy right there in front of the electric company in the middle of the day. And I was like, okay. And so we did it in front of the electric company in the car.
Were the windows tinted?
What's that?
Were the windows tinted?
No, they weren't. It was like bright day out, and you know, we're just going at it, and the cars didn't stop. They just kept going by us, and I'm like, wow, okay.
Well, everybody's busy. I got to get to work and things like that. Did anybody make eye contact? Did you have any moment of any interaction with anyone other than the girl that you were with at that moment?
You know, there was somebody walking on the sidewalk, and they did a double take, and they were just like, oh, okay, this is happening. And I was like, I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and just kept going, you know?
Thumbs up, sir.
A couple consenting adults having some fun.
Just providing some power.
206-803-ROCK. Jesse in West Seattle, what is the most insane thing you have ever done in public?
I actually jumped off a ferry boat going to Port Townsend.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we somebody bet me it was Sean Kenny from Alice in Chains.
No.
We grew up. Yeah, we grew up together, and he's all, I dare you to jump off. I was pretty hammerfied at the moment, and next thing you know, I got a helicopter coming down from the Coast Guard. and everything. I'm a pretty good swimmer. It wasn't like I was.
So was it just a dare, or did someone like, was there compensation for this act of chaos?
I think it was a bottle of rum.
Any truth to the rumor that you were the inspiration behind the song Man in the Box?
Yeah, no, that's it, my friends. But anyways, you guys have a great day, and man, keep rocking, yo.
You keep rocking.
Thanks,
too.
Jesse.
And never listen to Sean Kinney again.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? His record is 257 wins, 82 losses, and 63 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50. By chance, did you catch the three correct answers for the cheat sheet on Friday during the men's room? Ooh, that could be helpful, Steve.